Hi, Donna. What's on mind?
Hi, this is Donna, and I'm so glad to get through to you. I'll make this quick because I know others are wanting to talk to you also. A couple of years ago, I had a required EKG for a life insurance policy.
Uh-huh.
And they found I have left branch bundle blockage. It's known as LBBB.
Sure.
And I'm basically healthy. I've never had a problem. I don't have a problem. But always in the back of my mind, it just kind of nags at me that it's there. Should I be concerned?
Maybe, ma'am. Now, sorry, I'm not trying to insult anybody, but are you past menopause?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Reason I'm 72.
Yeah, 72. Okay. Well, reason I'm asking, ma'am, is this is a super good book out there called The Origin of Atherosclerosis. Atherosclerosis is just where the fat's stuck on the side. The cholesterol fat is stuck on the side of the arteries and blocking up bundles. And thank goodness yours is only partially blocked and not completely, or you'd be in more trouble. Anyway, the Origin of Atherosclerosis book tells us, and I found it to be very, very true, that what causes that cholesterol to accumulate in the first place is overly thick blood. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, before menopause, let's see, the ladies are having menstrual periods every month, aren't they? Which means that there's some blood loss, not deliberate, but that's what nature does every month, which means their blood isn't going to be as thick and abrasive as men at that same age. Now, we all know that some men even have heart attacks in their very late 30s and their 40s, but women, as long as they still have menstrual cycles and do not smoke, and this does apply to you, so hang in there, and do not smoke, they're having the menstrual cycles, they don't have heart attacks. However, by the time that menopause happens, then get up to 65 years of age, and women are having as many heart attacks as men. What happened? They quit losing blood, ma'am. And so one thing this is very pertinent to is two research studies, one done here in these United States, 1,800 women and 2,300 men approximately in each group. And what they do? Nothing at all. They just watch what happened to their health over a 10 over a 9-year period. And what they found is the ones who donated blood regularly, the ones who donated blood regularly had 45% less heart attack and stroke than the ones who didn't. And then there was a similar research, except it was, according to Seattle City Council, very sexist and unfair because it only involved men over in Finland. And these guys were all over 60. And the ones who donated blood, how many of them were there? Again, 1,000 or so. And how many of them had heart attacks and strokes if they donated blood regularly? A whole heck of a lot less. Funny thing, but there was 88% less heart attack and stroke in the men who donated blood regularly as compared with the men who didn't. Now, that Origin of Atherosclerosis book explains very, very well that where the cholesterol accumulates is at the branch points, like this bundle that on the heart, it has to have a lot of branches to go into a bundle, doesn't it? Yes, it does. At the branch points in the arteries, because imagine a river flowing down from the mountain and it's going in a straight line. Does it erode its banks very much? Maybe minimal, but not much. And that would be the abrasion from the river, and the abrasion from the blood is called inflammation. Okay. But when that river reaches the bottom of the mountain and has to split into two or three branches, wow, it really impacts where it splits, and that causes erosion there. And in our arteries, it causes inflammation. Now, our bodies don't like inflammation, and they do different things about inflammation, but inside the arteries, what do they do? Well, we've got the wall of the artery damaged, so we use plaster, called cholesterol, and we plaster it over the inflamed artery, the inside of the artery. Otherwise, it would stay inflamed, and that wouldn't be good for us. So our bodies are trying to heal an inflammation by pasting cholesterol over it. Okay, so step number one in stopping any more of this from happening is to donate blood on a regular basis. And one can do that. Talk to your doctor about it. How many times a year would be good for you? Most of the time it's 3 or 4 times a year. But just talk to your doctor about it. Donate the blood. It's not going to hurt you any. It's going to be good for somebody else. What could be better? It'll do you some good and do somebody else some good, too. Better than any politician's promise. Okay, well, that stops the new formation, but what about the old stuff? Okay. Well, fortunately, there's research from Japan and Malaysia, two different researchers. In Japan, what they found out is that if people took vitamin K, people who had cholesterol accumulated inside the arteries, I should say, which is called plaque, if people had plaque, they took vitamin K in a pretty big dose, and they took, well, they didn't take this one, but the one I recommend because I've seen it work is called Super K. It's by Life Extension. You'll notice that I work with a whole bunch of different companies, and I don't get paid by any of them, ma'am, not a one. But I like their Life Extension Super K, and we have people take at least two of those and possibly three twice a day. And then the Malaysian research involved a type of vitamin E called tocotrienols, T-O-C-O, and then T-R-I-E-N-O-L-S, tocotrienols, not tocopherol, which is the other form of vitamin E. And they had them take that, and what do you know? Just like the Japanese research, the plaque diminished. I didn't say it disappeared, but at least it quit accumulating, and it even diminished. And the same thing went for the tocotrienol research. It didn't disappear, but it diminished. And if it's diminishing, it's not going to get worse, is it? Uh-uh. So I've worked with people who have had a significant reduction in arterial plaque by taking three tocotrienol capsules. I like a company called AC Grace. No, they don't pay me nothing. For the tocotrienols, it's the mixed tocotrienols, and then the LEF, or Life Extension Foundation Super K, and depending on the size of the person, either three of those twice a day or two of each twice a day. And funny thing, but the engineers in the group who go back and make sure that something happened have found that, yes, they have less plaque. I did not say no plaque. I said less. So anyway, ma'am, there's blood donation to stop the abrasiveness so that no more plaque will build up. And then there's those two things, the tocotrienols and the Super K, to diminish the plaque. I didn't say eliminate, but I did say diminish. And there we go.
That is so helpful. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Well, thank you so much for calling in about it, ma'am, because I bet you can guess that you're not the only one with this trouble, and hopefully some of those other folks are listening too. So thank you so much. We get to spread the word together.
Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.